This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
They're on Joy.
Joy 94.9, Breakfast with the Murphys this morning, 18 past 8. It's Are You Okay Day, and I'm so okay with this news.
Oh, many people won't be, though. So,
I am.
You can let us know how you feel about this one, too. The news hit everyone yesterday. Well, if you're not on social media, it probably didn't, but if you were, you saw it. Kim Kardashian has announced that this will be the last season. Next year, 2021, will be the last season.
Yes.
Of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It's been in our worlds for 14 years and they've done 20 seasons.
20 seasons?
Massive
effort.
I've
always felt like it was just the one show. The same thing over and over and over again.
Well, it is. But listen, they've had cameras in their life
actually,
for 14 years.
She was quite gracious in her delivery of, like, see you later.
But she said, I wouldn't be where I am today. I'm so incredibly grateful to everyone who has watched and supported me and my family for this past...
Yeah, all made you really rich.
14 incredible years. But that's not her fault.
And I like how in that 14 years, she's a completely different person.
Well, she looks very different.
Yeah.
In fact, if you watch, there was a show called Cribs years ago on MTV, and she was on there. That was before Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Mm. She was on there, and she had a very different physique.
Totally, totally different. I've got her first video still. 20 past 8, you're on
I'm unsure how to deal with that.
You're on Joy. Joy 94.9, Breakfast with the Murphys this morning. 23 past 8, heading for top of 21 degrees today. And it is Are You Okay Day, Angus
Murphy. It is indeed.
Someone who I don't know whether is okay is Princess Kate.
Dear Diary, WTAF! She's like a cockroach that won't go away. Who, I hear you ask? Megan. That's who. I thought since she's brought the firm's name into disrepute, she would disappear over there in crazy gunslinging Donald Land and we would never hear from her again. And now I just found out she and Harry, basically her, Harry's no negotiator. She has scored a $200 million contract with Netflix to do what exactly? She's as bland as a sausage roll. WTAF. I know, right? Sweet Jesus, let me get this right. She hijacked Harry, got knocked up, made a mess of things and left the monarchy in disarray and somehow lands on her annoying feet and is now filthy rich. God save me, the future queen. What do I need to do? I mean, look at me. I've done everything the firm has asked. I've smiled at the people, kissed the babies, had the future heirs and basically sold my soul. And for what? I'm still on the triple M wage. Mediocre monarchy money. It's just outrageous and I'm still wearing clothes from 6 months ago. That's it. I want a freaking pay rise and I want it now. I'm calling a meeting with you-know-who and she better cough up. The last thing Queen Bee needs is more drama.
Princess Kate, Melania Trump, Harry and Meghan, and even the bananas in pyjamas. This dynamic duo gets all the big interviews. Well, sort of. Joy Breakfast with the Murphys.
Joy 94.9, Breakfast with the Murphys this morning. Sometimes our content director throws us some interesting stories. This one's about
which we sometimes fear when we look at them. But this one I love.
It's about a dominatrix named Lydia Chadwick.
It's a nice
Lydia. Had an idea. And what she did is she took her pal, her girlfriend, down to the local pub and tied her to the roof beams and began spanking her in full view of the pub.
Just out in the terrace.
They were there for their family dinners. Just out on the terrace. And the friend was dressed in a pair of suspenders, being whacked by Lydia.
And look, she's actually said people should get out of the dark because they didn't like it. They shut it down.
Oh, they shut it
kicked
down.
Them out.
Throw it out.
And she said people should get out of the dark ages and accept this sort of behaviour. Most people are just treating it as a lie.
No, Lydia, I don't know.
I'm not sure while I'm tucking into my well-deserved Palmer and pint, do I need to look up and see you and your girlfriend beating each other with a stick.
With a paddle.
With a paddle. I don't think I need to see
mind
that.
You.
I don't feel like I'm in the dark ages because of that.
Yeah. Mind you, at your local pub, dinner and a show, cheap.
Actually, yeah. In the fast lane, time is precious.
Enjoy. Joy 94.9, Breakfast with the Mercies.
With the Mercy. The
Mercy.
17 minutes to 8. Heading for a top of 20 degrees today. Woo! And do you know who's in the papers this morning again?
Ah.
She's. I find it fascinating.
Who?
Carol Baskin. She's back. She is back.
Get the music now.
Yeah, because Carol Baskin's now actually signed up with Dancing with the Stars in the US.
Get out.
Yes, yep. And apparently this is the song. This is the first dance. She got the approval. But I actually think, she's missed an opportunity. She should have been doing it to Hall & Oates' Maneater.
Yeah, or Janet Jackson's Black Cat.
Oh, what a classic.
Best on ground, Tim.
If that's not going to rate its tits off, I don't know what will. Absolutely. Hey, listen, remember we heard from Carol not long ago.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. It's Carol Baskin here. Just took a kitty cat ride around my kitty cat meow meow lake. And I just want to thank everyone for being a supporter of the Big Cat Kitty Cat Rescue. Well, it looks like those nasty, no-good relatives of my ex-husband, my beautiful Don Lewis, are at it again. Apparently, they are now offering $100,000 for anyone who has seen or knows what happened to Don. Heck, well, if I knew what happened to him, I'd take the $100,000 myself. As I told the authorities at the time, Don must have been mixed up in some really nasty stuff when he disappeared in Costa Rica. No traces of him were left behind. People say he had a restraining order on me 2 months before his disappearance, but gosh, no. The truth of that is that he had a restraining harness on me 2 months before disappearing. It was our last kinky lovemaking night together, and I was role-playing as an angry tigress who attacked him before pouncing on his manhood. Rawr, rawr, rawr. Anyways, I think about him all the time and hope that one day my Don will return. Oh, Costa, get down. Eureka, you eat all your bones now, you hear?
Princess Kate, Melania Trump, Harry and Meghan, and even the bananas in pajamas. This dynamic duo gets all the big interviews. Well, sort of. Joy Breakfast with the Murphys.
I call Moo.
That's right. I call Moo, Tim. Who kicks it off this morning?
Well, I did spin the spinning wheel of decision making and it landed on Anna.
Yay!
Congratulations,
well
Anna.
Done,
it took me 6 spins to get Anna.
And I will pay you handsomely, kind sir.
All right. Thank you very much for your answers. You two are very creative at times.
not so much today, what? It seems.
I thought this was a good one.
Today's name is Alexis Ladovsky. Are we ready? Anna, you'll be picking first. You get the pick of the bunch, Dean. You get the sloppy seconds.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Alexis is a Russian man who was the first human in outer space. Alexis is a Russian figure skating champion winning the gold medal at the Sochi Winter Olympics. Or Alexis is a Yugoslavian weightlifter at the 1996 Olympics who was banned for life for performance-enhancing drugs.
I'm going to go with answer number one.
Okay. Dean, you are left with the figure skating champion gold medal winner at Sochi or the Yugoslavian weightlifter.
The face is giving it away.
Well, I have to go for two, don't I?
Do you?
Yes.
All right.
Drum roll.
Drum roll, please. It's a very exciting day because the scoreboard is now even. Congratulations, yes! Anna. Clean sweep of the board.
Yes!
An old loser pants over there with thank pink
you.
Hair.
Thank you, thank you.
Soz, mate.
Hate thanks. This game. Hate it so much, hate its guts.
It changes rapidly, doesn't it?
Now, something that we're always talking about on this show is people getting into the Guinness Book of Records.
Oh, we love it.
Love it.
Love it.
Some are really interesting, aren't they, though? Because there was a guy, I've just read up about this guy who named Bob, who has just got into the Guinness Book of Records for swuggling.
Swuggling.
Swuggling?
Swuggling.
Swuggling.
But then I realised that Liz Hayes did an interview with this guy. Here it is.
I'm Liz Hayes, and tonight on 60 Minutes, we talk with Bob Evans, who recently worked his way into the Guinness World Records for a rather unusual feat, swuggling. Bob, welcome to 60 Minutes.
Oh, hi, doll. How are you, Liz?
So, Bob, tell us how you got into swuggling in the first place.
Well, Liz, I come from a long line of world record holders, so I've always been under pressure to win my way into the books. My mother was actually a world record holder for flumbling.
Flumbling?
Yes, that's tumbling with flames, flumbling. And Dad, he was actually a champion in treachery.
Let me guess, trampolining and archery?
Oh, close, but no cigar, Lizzie. It's a combination of trapeze and archery.
Oh, so for you, why swuggling?
Well, Lizzie, I need to find two things that I could combine together to create my individuality.
And so you were a good swimmer?
Well, not really, but boy, did I cut a fine figure in my budgie smugglers at the Paran Pool last summer.
And the juggling?
Well, it just so happens that I won the ball juggling competition at the Laird Hotel's Bounce, Bounce, Bounce Your Balls night, so it seemed like a natural fit.
So now you've won the Guinness World Record for swuggling. What now?
Well, my next challenge is actually become the world title holder for wristing.
Wristing? Wrestling and...
Oh, just use your imagination, doll.
Melbourne's most entertaining radio show. Joy Breakfast with the Murphys.
Here's a little story for you from Berlin.
Oh.
A German police dog has been retired at the start of his career because he was deemed to be too sweet-natured for the gig.
Oh.
Yeah, they ran some he's a Rottweiler named Baloo. A little Baloo.
Baloo.
Baloo the Rottweiler. And he failed the exam because he was too nice.
Oh.
Too sweet.
There was a Rottweiler at the park yesterday and I was getting a bit nervous. It was off its leash and the mum was standing to the side near a car and the dog's on its own and she obviously called it once and it's just standing there. Next minute she goes, Stephanie in the car.
Stephanie.
It's a Rottweiler. I just cracked up and Stephanie went to the car like a good girl.
At 24 past eight, one of my most hated times of Friday morning.
What's that?
Because Tim's leaving
oh,
us.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I too. Very kind.
Oh. Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us on the show
thank
this morning.
Always
so
a pleasure.
Much.
You're such a laugh.
Well, I have a good laugh myself.
You do, indeed. Hey, did you...
Ray of sunshine.
I understand that you happened to miss the interview that we did with the MCZ.
Yeah, I heard about it, but I have... Well, I mean, I've heard of it, but I haven't heard it. Can you... Play it?
Yeah, I will have to. It's man, it's become the talk of the town.
Oh, has it?
Have a listen to this and have a good day, Tim.
Thanks.
Time to find out all the gossip, what's happening with this year's AFL Grand Final. Joining me now in the Joy studio is the MCG. MCG, good morning.
Oh, morning, Merv. How are you, champ?
Well, it would seem a lot better than you, MCG. Tell us what's been happening.
Oh, it's devastating, Dino. As you know, last week, the AFL's Gillon McLachlan announced that the Grand Final will now be played in my ugly sister, the Gabba. Can you believe it?
Well, it was a bit of a shock to everyone.
A shock! A shock! It's almost sacrilegious. For almost 118 years, thousands of strapping young men have entered me to play the biggest game of their lives, the biggest game in the nation. And now, embarrassingly, they will only get to sweat it out inside my poor, tired old sister in Bris Vegas. It's just not fair.
But it's better than having no grand final at all, don't you think?
Oh, Dean, you don't get it. When they play in me, it's like riding a Mercedes with the sunroof down and the wind stroking their young, virile hair. And with Gabby, it's like riding a beige Corona in the busted muffler. There's just no comparison, mate.
Oh, I see.
Oh, and to make it worse, Dino, only 30,000 Queenslanders will be able to attend the game. They barely know what's going on, cheering for teams and players they don't really know, while drinking 4X beer and taking leaks behind dumpsters because no doubt Gabby's pipes will be clogged up. It's just appalling. This bloody Rona has ruined everything.
CG, I hope you recover from this and we thank you for your time this morning.
And we all thought that Meatloaf playing in me was the worst thing that could happen to footy. Good God. No one saw this coming.
The only brother-sister team on Melbourne Radio. Joy Breakfast with the Murphys.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.